So then, ladies football, it was a mixed year for Donegal. They reached a first ever Division 1 league final. They went on to win an Ulster title, and but unfortunately met a disappointing exit from the championship. In the first half of the year, their dreams of winning both Division 2 and Division 1 league titles in successive years ended when they fell to defending champions Cork 215 to 214. It was an up and tuck battle that both teams could have won, but Cork's experience saw them through at the final whistle. Here's Donegal midfielder Karen Guthrie.
They know how to win, and that's one thing about them. When you're into the nitty-gritty and you're down to one or two points, they know how to close out a game. And I suppose, you know, we're living up in Division 1 this year for the first year, and if you had been offered a Division 1 final by appointment against Cork at the start of the year, you would have grabbed it and thought it was great. But when you're here and you're down to the wire, it's a completely different story, you know.
10 wides for yourselves, the bulk of those in the second half. Frustration maybe set in at times because it was a great display other than those 10 wides, really.
Yeah, and every one of us would put them over in our sleep. Like, you know, it's just, and I can't say it was pressure because I can't say we were feeling it at that stage. With 7 and 10 minutes to go, we weren't really feeling it, you know, but it's just uncharacteristic of us. And and they tell the tale on you and they end up, you know, you can't afford to kick anything. The real, I suppose, the reality is that every time Cork went up, they got a score. And that's what the real killer punch is that when we had this, probably the same amount of attacks, but weren't as clinical as them. And that's what it came down to at the end, you know.
As Karen Guthrie speaking after that league final defeat. Ryan, it was a good league campaign for Donegal. Nobody really tipped them to make the final, and they came oh so close of beating Cork in the decider. But it was a solid campaign from the Donegal girls at that stage of the year.
Yeah, it was a very, very impressive start to the season, really, Oisín. I suppose they were going up after winning Division 2 quite comfortably last year. But it was obviously a big step up then to go up into Division 1. And they really did start the year very impressively. You know, they defeated Cork. You know, they're reigning All-Ireland champions.
That was in Cork too, wasn't it? Yeah.
They defeated Monaghan. You know, they were taking on the elite counties and they were performing very, very well. And soon, or after a couple of weeks, we started to realise that this team was really, really going well. And they got through to the Division 1 league final in Parnell Park. And if you remember, it was a lovely sunny day and it was one of the best games all year. A real cracking end-to-end encounter. And could have went either way. I think Orla Finn of Cork that day was just probably the difference between the sides. She was brilliant. And they just lost out narrowly.
And they nullified the Yvonne and Geraldine threat.
Yeah.
So they did, because they weren't in it in the second half.
No, like if you remember, Yvonne was scintillating form in the first half, but Cork got it together. But it probably showed Oisín, you know, that Donegal, like Micheál Nochtain and his team, I'm sure they realised after that league campaign that there was no reason why Donegal couldn't be putting it up to the Corks and the Mayos of the ladies' football.
Yep. At the time, they continued that form into the championship, and they won a second Ulster title in 3 years. Now, en route, they came from 1-8 down against Armagh in the semi-final, helped by a 1-7 from Terman's Gerardy McLaughlin to turn that around and take a 4-point win, which was an exceptional turnaround, having been 11 points down. They went to the Ulster final, and sharpshooter McLaughlin played the captain's role. 2-6 against the reigning champions Monaghan, and they were dominant that day. 4-11 to 15 points was how it finished. Micheál Nochtain's side laid the foundations for that marvellous one with the help of 3 first half goals. Terman's Roisin Friel, Yvonne McMonagall of Glenfinn, and McLaughlin as well, also on the score sheet. Yvonne McMonagall, what a day for Donegal, Ulster champions.
Yeah, I'm just delighted that we showed up, I suppose. Like, you know, prepare for I don't know how many months now, but just so glad that we got over the line, like, and we played really well. Like.
Yeah, and the goals were the big scores. You needed the goals to, I suppose, lay down your marker in this final, and you got amongst them, so you did.
Yeah, like Linda Martin from the Monaghan keeper, she's brilliant goalkeeper, and she kept a lot out, but eventually we broke the seal, I suppose, and we got a few, and it got us started then and got us motoring.
Yeah, and I suppose in the second half, you weren't really troubled. You had that 5-point cushion at the break, and then you built on it, and once it went out to 7, 8, 9 points, you never really looked threatened in that latter half.
Yeah, I suppose everybody was going in, like the times you go into the changing room, you're low confidence, you know, everybody was going in and they were all confident, happy with their game. So even if it was a gap, but it didn't matter if we were down at that stage, we were coming out and we were going to do the same in the second half. We were just mentally prepared, and I suppose that was the big one today.
Yeah, what does it mean to you to win an Ulster title?
Oh, just delighted, like I don't know how many more years left now, so just this one really is a big one, and I'm just going to push on now.
That was Yvonne McMonagall. That was a good performance. Behar was an exceptional performance on that Ulster final day for Donegal. They were just brilliant. And you knew from the opening number of minutes that it was going to be Donegal's day, right?
Yeah, it was a fantastic display. And, you know, I suppose with the way Gaelic football has gone at the minute, Oisin, we see a lot of defensive football and a lot of pedestrian play. But this Donegal ladies team, like, they are old school traditional. They kick it long into their danger woman Yvonne and Geraldine, and they do serious damage. And they really are brilliant to watch. You know, and they were fantastic that day against Monaghan. But, you know, I don't know if it was the organisers of the competition, but I think it was the 2nd of July they played that game, which was very, very early for an Ulster final. Mm-hmm. And that meant that there was a huge layoff then. I think it was maybe 7 weeks before they played Mayo in the quarterfinal. Mayo had come through the back door, they defeated Kildare, did a bit of momentum up, and I suppose they claimed the upset then in the quarterfinal, yeah, winning 3-14 to 2-11.
It was day and night, the performances from the Ulster final to the one in the All-Ireland quarterfinal.
Yeah.
It wasn't the Donegal that we'd seen previously.
You know, it was very disappointing, yeah, for Micheál Nochtain and his team, because they were going so well, you know, and they had a lot of traction built up. And if you think back to that day against Armagh, when they didn't perform in the first half, and then they scored 1-14 in the second half, mm-hmm, which was brilliant shooting. But the layoff killed them, really. Like, yeah, you know, it was, they had to go back, they went back, played for their clubs, and, you know, they had a couple of challenge games, but championship football is championship football, and they lost out, and it was disappointing. But, you know, towards the end of the year, you know, their efforts were recognised, I suppose, from an individual point of view. The Higgerty's, Kira and Niamh, picked up All-Stars, Ladies All-Stars, Kira at centre-half back, Niamh at centre-half forward. Both girls had great campaigns and have done, it must be said, over the last couple of years for Donegal, you know, always.
Because we always talk about Geraldine, obviously, yeah, is doing all the bulk of the scoring for Donegal, and Yvonne's up there, and I suppose they get the headlines at, yeah, times, but the service of the two Higgerty's, like, they're phenomenal footballers.
Yeah, well,
so there, and the link-up play that they're creating, and it's the scoring chances and the opportunities that they're creating for, yeah, the girls in front of them.
Yeah, well, I suppose maybe Kira's main part, she's the rock at the heart of their defence, and nothing gets past her. Mm. And when you have all these great forwards, sometimes you can get a little bit overexcited and it all becomes about attack, but you need somebody to look after the house too, and she does that. But Niamh plays the centre-half forward. She's kind of the link player there, and she's really, really direct. When she gets that ball, she goes straight for the posts.
Patsy?
Yes, well, just on the ladies' GAA, I mean, I'm just full of admiration for the development of the game, and you know, just on the national scene, let's look at 46,000 people in Croke Park for that final, and such an exciting final it was. And actually, the game itself was so exciting, the ladies' game, and all of that, and the commitment and all. But I have watched intently and with the greatest admiration the development of the ladies' GAA scene here in Donegal from a game that wasn't really supported in any great respect. It was down to families. It was down to, you know, the people who had friends on the team and all of that. No training venues, no support from the men's GAA, which is just what has to be at some point in time dealt with, and will be, no doubt, because society will move and push for that. So again, big, big shout out to the ladies' GAA and this exciting team. This is a very exciting team, and possibly the most exciting team in Donegal at the moment.
Yeah, you know, coming in on what Patsy's saying there as well, Oisin, success at senior level, it doesn't happen by accident. It goes down to the work that goes on at underage level. And this year, I was just looking, under 13 ladies football in Donegal, 5 divisions of 6 teams in each division. That's 30 clubs playing at underage, under 13. Now, that's something that's been happening in recent years as well, but that just shows the work that's going on at underage level, and it's so important for the players as well, because it's not just about playing football, it's about being part of a team, it's about learning respect at that level for the referee, for your teammates, for the opposition, and being part of a team going out and playing football, enjoying success but experiencing defeat as well. It's just so important in the development of young players.
Yeah, Patsy mentioned about that this is a good team, this is a serious team. And they've taken Maxi Curran on board, and Damien Devenny's on. There's been a change of guard at management level, and Max has been there with the men and have come through those All-Ireland successes as well. So that input's going to be huge, Patsy.
Absolutely, and there's experience in the team now. I mean, they have gone through a number of developments in the squad, and they've got a very settled squad, and they've got talented players and you know, people who are going to work for the team. So it's getting better structured all the time, and, you know, a great word of admiration for Michael Naughton. I mean, he achieved an unbelievable story there. But yes, Maxi has experience now. He needs to use that experience and drive it on. But again, just to underline, in my opinion, possibly and probably the most exciting team in the county at the moment. So I hope they can achieve what they're capable of.
Yeah. We have to mention Tyrone and Derry Ladies as well, who were involved in All-Ireland Finals. A great work being done in both counties as well, but unfortunately losing out on All-Ireland Final Day in the respective games. But a great achievement to get to an All-Ireland Decider, and the Ladies of Derry and Tyrone will also be looking to build on their performances for the next 12
Maybe
months.
Maybe also, Austin, just a footnote on the ladies. I think the enhanced television coverage with TG Catter in particular, and there's a German retailer that has backed it. The whole profile of the game has gone up so much. And when you're seeing the top games on television, you're actually reaching a whole new audience. Absolutely. And that as well is also helping the development of the game considerably.
And the free-flowing movement of the game. You know, I mean, it's very exciting.